Okay, let's see if we can't get this show back on something like a normal road. It's 11:55 a.m., so this is still my morning walk, although just barely. This hour, this time might work better. I'm going to try to get the lunch time, since most of my days don't have any kind of impingement at the middle of the day. This is a good way to break up the day. So whatever's happening in the morning, I can take a walk and do something different in the afternoon, perhaps. This is January 2nd, 2012, the first talking on my morning walk of the new year. And I'm starting to talk right after I've started taking the picture. I'm going to try to make up a little bit for some of the missing days that we've had. I spent a lot of time playing with wife, with kids, being family, being social, celebrating the new year, and not doing any work whatsoever, or very, very little work. There's been a lot of planning happening, a lot of stuff getting lined up. This afternoon, I should be able to finish getting those files ready for ACX. Tomorrow, I want to start recording. I may record a little bit this afternoon, depending on how noisy the kids are. We had some stuff that had to happen this morning that precluded the opportunity to record. But it's a pretty quiet day. With any luck, I could get some recording in this afternoon. So that's what I'm shooting for. Gosh, what else am I thinking about? It's the beginning of a new year. It's the first Monday, the first work day of my year of production. And so far, I quite frankly have done damn all. Precious little, as they say. Between yesterday and today, I have done an awful lot. I was kind of hoping we would have some more paperwork to do. It didn't happen. So we get to get a few days to get the end-of-year books put together before I have to file a final prepaid tax for 2011. That has to happen before January 15th. I suspect it'll get filed somewhere around the 10th. There's some changes coming to patiobooks.com. I'm not exactly sure what those are going to be. The basic crux of it is that there will always be a catalog at patiobooks, but whether or not patiobooks will do all the hosting is another question. I've talked this over with Ivo, and I'm hoping that what's going to be able to happen is that I'm going to be able to use the existing account that I have. I have pro-level access to Libsyn, and I'm hoping that it's just a question of throwing money at Libsyn and having them split my account out from patiobooks, maintaining the data. And that would be the ideal. I hope that's going to happen. Failing that, what I can do is download data. So I'll have at least the data that has been accumulated since, I think it was February 2008, when they first cut us into the new Libsyn Pro accounts. So, yeah. There will be a catalog, but I may have to host my own. It's okay. I can do that. In fact, it might work out better. I'll be able to do some things using Libsyn Pro. But one of the things that last year's server meltdown showed was that Bluehost, just while they have unlimited bandwidth, they just can't handle the kinds of downloads that I'm talking about when I release a new book. That kind of funnel is going to take a little bit more. If I were just starting out, I think Bluehost would do just fine. And in fact, this podcast goes out through Bluehost and not through my Libsyn Pro account because it's not listed through Podiobooks. And it works just fine because it's only a couple of hundred people, not a couple of thousand. I did hear back from Northern Colorado writers, and in February, last Monday, I think it is, must be last Monday in February, I'll be doing a marketing workshop with them. And it's difficult because they really want me to write a description that is boring, which I find terribly amusing coming from writers. The title that I gave them was 1,000 True Fans and Other New Media and Other Social and Other New Media Marketing Strategies. They didn't figure that was descriptive enough. I'm not quite sure why. They sent it back to me and said, well, could you be a little, it's catchy, it's not very descriptive, and I don't think they quite understand it. In fact, it is very descriptive, which probably underscores the problem that most of them are having with their social media marketing, because they don't recognize 1,000 True Fans as a marketing strategy. So I'm trying to avoid the classic stupid titles, which would be something along the lines of social media marketing success. Putting the social in social media. Well, it might work, actually, putting the social in social media. Maybe I could make it putting the social in social marketing. Or putting the marketing in social media. That might work. So as you can tell, I'm walking down the main highway. I got all of the big truck noise. And as I said earlier, I've kind of given up on the back and forth changing direction, just because typically when I walk and talk, I talk on the second half of the walk, so it's quieter when I'm going through the neighborhood. So that's going to continue into the new year. So this month, January, one of my goals for the month is to get a new book produced. Now, I've had a couple of requests now to get South Coast formatted. I don't have a cover for it. That's the only problem. I could probably talk to Kip and get a cover pretty fast. But I know perfectly well that as soon as I get engaged in this process, that something will come along like Leiden and derail it with wanting immediate turnaround with double shares edits, which I'm going to want to do, and put that back in their court just as soon as possible. Also reminds me I have to dig out the diagrams for the barbell and send them off to Michael so that he has some idea of what the ship looks like. Although the other side of that is that with just the description in the book, I wonder what he would come up with on his own in terms of what it looks like. Interesting challenges there. I'm lame this morning. One of the things that we did yesterday was restring a blind. We have horizontal flatted blinds in the living room. And one day while the blinds were pulled all the way up, the cats chewed off the cords so that when we lowered the blind, the cords went zing and completely pulled down through and unraveled. My wife has had it in her head that she was going to restring these blinds rather than spend $10 and replace them. So she spent the better part of 2.5 months tracking down the material and then ignoring the recommendation on the part of the blinds people and using just regular braided nylon twine. Now, I don't know if you've ever worked with braided nylon twine. It's slick. It unravels instantly as soon as it's cut. And really, the only way to work with it is with flame or heat, so that when you cut it, the ends melt together to form a little kernel at the end. We didn't have that. I couldn't even get any of my briquette, my barbecue material lighters to light to be able to use that. So we wound up playing with tape, taping the ends together. And between the two of us, we spent the better part of 3 hours last night restringing this blind. Now, if it had been up to me, I'd have just gone down and bought a new one. 3 hours of my time is worth a hell of a lot more than the price of a new blind. Unfortunately, it became a matter of principle with my wife, and for that, no amount of money was going to suffice. So we had to restring and rehang the blind last night. So my back is killing me because I was leaning over, working not on the table where it would make a certain amount of sense, but flat on the floor where we had to kneel down, scooch down, and otherwise work in ways that were not conducive to comfort in old body frames like mine. But we finished. We got it working. I don't think it's going to end well, frankly, but it is up and running. The blind is hung. We'll see how it works. Never a dull moment. So the furious call has to get out this month too. That's one of the things that I need to do this month. I need to get that recorded and podcasted. So I've got, at this point, 3 books to record. In addition to the audio work to get Ravenwood ready to go to ACX for audible.com. The problem with this is that audible.com isn't really going to be a good solution for a lot of people on patio books, and more are not going to want to host their own. So I'm not quite sure how this is all going to work out. I need to talk to Ivo about what new release schedules look like and what he plans on doing in terms of new releases for the new year. Should be an interesting time. As in the old Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. It's almost at the point where I can turn down into the neighborhood and get away from this highway. I'm trying to think of something else interesting to talk about. I haven't been a very interesting person lately. My focus has been inward toward family and dealing with things domestic. Not paying a whole lot of attention to anything that's happened on the outside. So that's an interesting shift for me. One that I need to reverse here pretty quickly and start working on getting new product out, start working on finding ways to leverage time for when the kids go back to school and I have time to myself, where the only excuse is I didn't do it. So we'll see. See. I gotta get that shelf up because I got my new monitor. Yay! I gotta get that up. I gotta get another ergonomic keyboard. And then do some setup there. That'll take some getting used to. It's warm. It's over 40 degrees. The sun is almost high tide, almost at its zenith. It's local noon is a little past 12 here, I think. Not very much. I'm walking fast, or trying to walk fast, because I need to get back. I'm looking for my lunch, for one thing, but I also have laundry that needs to be dealt with so that I'll be able to record later this afternoon. I need to get that swapped over. So I thought that the kids would be going back to school tomorrow. In fact, they're not going back until next week. So that's kind of a monkey wrench into my planning. It's not too terrible, I don't believe. We'll see how it works out. The wife did go back to work this morning. So that was an interesting change to the daily dynamic. Night owl daughter stayed up way too late last night, I suspect, because she was still asleep when I left the house at noon. Elder daughter was awake. We got to get a little better discipline going in terms of people being up too late, people playing with electronic gear in the middle of the night. One of the things that I'm going to do is program the router to shut off between midnight and 4 a.m. That should cut out. I'd like to do it from 10. I may do something rash, like find the MAC code on my daughter's PC and block them so that she can't leave the network. She can't get onto the network after 9 p.m. or something. That's a manual process, I'm afraid. And I'm likely to forget. Although, a few days of not being able to get online should pretty much cure her of looking. So we'll see how that works out. The other thing that I've been playing with is that, you know, how do we manage these devices that You know, reading under the covers with a flashlight is one thing. It's not something that you're going to do a lot of. But these devices make it possible, since they have their own light, to actually be awake in bed with the big lights off in such a way that you can't really tell that with these dimmer lights focused in a different direction that they're actually online. I need to be able to test that. But what I'm thinking is that I give them each a small basket, and at bedtime, all the electronic devices, phones, computers, Kindles, portable game players, all the things that have a light, all the things that could be used instead of sleeping behind closed doors in the bedrooms, put them in a basket and have those baskets outside so that I can go through at any point in time, find the missing items, make sure they're all safely stowed. There's even a plug outside the bedroom door so that if things need to be charged, we can make arrangements for charging overnight. I wonder how long that's been cut off. Something happened, and I'm at the back gate for the first time this year. And tomorrow is another day.